Locksmith Services.
Hi, this is Shalette calling from Local Splash.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? Can you put you on hold 1 second? Sorry about that. I'm coming.
Sure,
back to
go ahead.
Go. Yeah, so something weird, I don't know, usually there is another, I speak with someone else from Local Splash, but something weird that my maps and keywords drop down, you know what I mean? Usually I'm always in the first two places, and especially I'm talking about Local Locksmith Services.
Okay, give me just a moment and I'll tell you what I see, but I didn't search it that same way, so let me change. I'll change my search and I'll tell you what I see. One more moment.
Okay.
And so, okay, before I called you, what I searched first was just Locksmith Palm Harbor and Locksmith Oldsmar. And mm-hmm. what I found on those searches is that naturally VIP Locksmith was showing up first on the Palm Harbor search. And on the Oldsmar search, the Local Locksmith Service Security Inc. was fifth. But on that same search, even in Oldsmar, the VIP Locksmith is also showing up third. So they're over here.
I have a V, you know, I have the VPN, you know, like it's a, it's a, like an IP that I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I can't change in my computer. It depends
okay.
where you look from cell phone, from phone, you know what I mean? It depends. Like if I put, for example, like Palm Harbor Locksmith, so I use it in my phone. So I check in my phone because most of the people they check in the phone. So when I check in Palm Harbor, for example, because I'm very close where I'm sitting, if I put VIP, like the VPN, that I'm in Palm Harbor, let's say. Now you are not in Palm Harbor. Your IP is different. So if I put a mine in Palm Harbor, I need to be here. So I will see local, you know, Local Locksmith like first place. Now, if you put it, you're not going to see it first place. But if I change the VPN, let's say I'm from Miami and mm-hmm. put Locksmith Palm Harbor, I won't see the Local Locksmith second or third place. Usually it's always like, what, second place, third place, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It didn't change something, I don't know.
And see, I was searching the Local Locksmith Security Service Security Inc. I was looking for that one in Oldsmar because and I wasn't really
yeah.
looking for that one in Palm Harbor.
No, I'm in Oldsmar too. Yeah. Also in Oldsmar, I'm usually first, second place most of the time, but it's not anymore. I don't know. Now if I look, like, yeah, I don't know who are they, but Mr. Key Locksmith and Kimi, they passed me in both. Like I'm looking here and I see they passed me. But they pass VIP Locksmith and Local Locksmith. You know, you got my point? Like, they are became, like, stronger maps than my maps.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the reason, I don't know why.
I understand. And so we'll work to get you, you know, as high as possible. So we'll, you know, we'll see what we can do here. There's never... you know, ever a guarantee of what position, although the VIP has always done really well. Like, first search every time I've ever talked to you, and it's not that often, that one's always done good, and the other one was a little bit slower, right? So, let's see.
Maybe
interesting
you know,
enough,
I
like, I don't search this way. Like, normally, when I search, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm in California,
search.
So I had put say local Smith Palm Harbor floor, FL, right? But then right
yes,
now I
because,
just
yeah, this is not right.
But I changed my search and I did locksmith. No, I did it the way you said, Palm Harbor locksmith. And to my surprise, and because I'm in California and I didn't even put your state, and VIP came up first for me. But
yeah,
I can
what
do
about
other
local?
And local is on the Palm Harbor search. Local is coming up number four for me when I did it that particular way. Now I'm going to try it. So I've done a lot of searches like yourself, and they all come up in a different, little bit of a different position.
Yeah.
So bottom line, it's the local
locksmith
that's dropping down for you. And that's the one with more concern?
Yes.
Okay.
And but I always add pictures, I add updates. I see also, like, when you guys add updates, you're putting the same picture every time. And even I post many updates with many pictures, you know what I mean? But I still see that you guys put the same picture, same words, same picture. But there is a lot of updates over there with too many pictures and too many things. Like, if you guys can use them even, they are there, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. So, okay, so let me check something really quick. And so I'm going to double check if we have any automated posting happening, which, you know, you've been with us long enough that we had automated posting before. Now we don't do that anymore, but there are some accounts that are still doing it, and it would post the same thing over and over. So I'm going to look at that. And look, I'm going to look for that.
Go inside.
And then the other thing is the pictures that you post. If we
You called me. You know, you called me 6:30.
But you know what?
Go sit down. Yeah.
You ended up with an appointment at this time, and so.
I thought a 3.
Yeah, it's 3:00 Pacific time. Sorry.
Oh, so in your time, not in my time.
It's supposed to specify, because some of the things we say to you are in your time, but other things will say PST, but most people wouldn't be looking for that.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, I mean, you were saying your time is the time, right? You don't think about that.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, so I'm still just checking in your dashboard to see if I can recognize if we're doing automated posting or not. And because maybe you still have old ones that are doing that to you. And that would be
same
thing always. You know. Just being a little slow. And the pictures that you add, like if anytime we request a post and you want to use us to use a different picture, is it pictures you're uploading on Google direct on your Google listing or into the local Splash dashboard?
No. I'm Google listing. Yeah, I have pictures sometimes on the location. I take pictures and I do update or do like add pictures, you know. But they are there in the system. Like, you guys can use them even. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can use them to do any update or anything.
Got it. So I'm looking through these.
Like, I do that sometimes.
Oh. Okay, we have 3 posts that are just, they're on weekly. They're definitely the same 3. I see them. Okay. I've got to try to find the source to stop that. Those are old reoccurring ones. We don't even post, it doesn't show them to me anymore. We don't even do regular posting anymore unless somebody asks for something specific or unless we think an account needs something in particular. Okay, I'm going to try to stop this, get somebody, I can't even access it the same way we used to stop our auto posting. And then I'll request a new post to always use a new picture from your Google listing. Right. Because we really don't go in and post regularly anymore unless we ask for it. So I'm going to ask for it with a new picture. But most importantly, I'm going to ask for them to figure out to stop these auto posts, because I can see there's three that just keep coming up over and over, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yep. And used to, I could find the source really easy, but you've been with us so long and we don't do it that way anymore. I'm going to have somebody else look into it. But we'll get a stop to it, okay? And that way, when you do put something new and unique yourself, it won't get buried with what we did over and over. Okay.
Yeah, but there is any way that if someone can post for me, like using pictures from there, not manually, you know what I mean? Like, or you guys don't do that. Like, they used to do for me all the time, you know, post updates and all that things with keywords. You know what I mean?
Right. So with posting, you know, Google Business posts that we're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to request a post, but they will not post weekly anymore like they used to regularly. Let's see. But one thing I could do is maybe change the picture on something that has posted recently. So anyway, like we had accounts like yours and many others that we may have been posting regularly. If you ask for a post from time to time, we're going to do it for you, right? I can ask for one right now, but they won't do posts every week for accounts that are on the first page already. And
so what basically you guys going to do, like what is, so how you guys work in the map? Like if you guys not doing that or whatever, like, you know, post things for my map, you know, links or something like that. So what exactly are you guys doing? So let's say, what is something left that you guys do for me to keep this map up?
Okay. Well, I don't have a list because to give you, because every account is different. When they optimize them and they link them to our services, to our system, so that information will stay consistent. If they make a change on their system, it'll change on Google, and we do posting when on request or when needed. And they do what they feel is needed when it comes up. Now, that's why I'm going to request a new post now and see what we can do to improve, but I don't have a list of things to tell you because every account is going to be different.
And okay.
But we are going to see what we can do to, you know, I mean, every search, you're high up on all the searches I've checked pretty much, but I know you've used to, I don't know how high you've had Oldsmar. I know, excuse me.
First place, always.
So you're,
I always, and Oldsmar, I always like
for local, place. For local locksmith service or for VIP?
VIP and local.
Right. And local, okay.
Something I feel, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I don't have an idea. I want to say maybe there is a lot of fake maps. You know, how is it? There is a lot of fake maps now. You know, what do you call them?
They're making it, I tell you, they're making it really harder and harder for businesses to get verified. You know, like you're verified for so long.
But I
you
see,
haven't had
like to... I see fake maps. Like there is a guy open fake maps. I can't tell it's fake because it doesn't have any website and the phone number is Google phone. I see it. And I see, like, I see it and he approved it. He have like 4 reviews or something like that. But I can see that they still approve. I don't know how they do it, but they still have maps coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't know what,
sure.
which ones are which, and I'm sure that's true, but they have made it a lot harder because they don't send the verifications in the mail anymore. People generally have to do a video recording or speak to an agent. It's just a little harder.
Finally, they are getting
a lot harder, actually.
No, but that's fine. You know what I mean? But that's fine. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a real business, so you have your real map. You know what I mean? So I didn't open company and I did my map. You know what I mean? And I have my address. I have tax and I have sales tax. You know what I mean? Some people didn't even have that one because they're fake. Fake maps. They just open email and they open something. You know, I know. I've seen that many times.
Yeah. Plus, you know your industry and you know who's in it. And you know who's in your industry as well.
Of course. Yeah. You know.
Got it.
Again, it's not my business. Everyone can open. But it's my business when they open fake, they push me down. You know what I mean? This is also sometimes happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, we're going to. We're going to deal with a post and also, you know, with the Oldsmar, you'd want to continue to try to get more reviews. You have so many on the first one. You want to get some more on Oldsmar too, on local
reviews.
So,
okay. I got you.
But, we're going to change the posting and see how things go. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye.